Hello friends, I welcome you to the chapter 11 of our subject Innovation Management, and in this chapter I am going to share with you so many examples of different thinking. Innovation needs different thinking that we have discussed many times up till now, and now I am going to share with you so many examples of different thinkers, different thinking who have become successful in life. And please take inspiration from these examples and also innovate in your own life. So very, very interesting chapter number 11, different thinking. You are a different thinker. Suppose you are an innovator, so you have to be thinking differently. So you are a different thinker, and you are the one challenging the status quo. You know, there are so many people around you who have created something in their life and they want to continue with the status quo. They don't want any change. They want to oppose the change, and if you bring out a new idea, they will always stand in between and they will oppose the idea. You are the one who is challenging the status quo. As a different thinker, you will also have to overcome many obstacles, many skeptics. It is obvious that your rivals are going to try to shoot you down. Who are your rivals? The rivals who have been here for so many years, they have created something, they have status quo, they want to maintain the status quo. They don't want to change. They are very obstinate. They don't want to listen to the new ideas. So it is obvious that your rivals are going to try to shoot you down because you are going to disturb their status quo. When you dare to break with established rules, they are going to oppose you, they are going to criticize you, they are going to put you down. Yes, the best way to deal with all these skeptics, the best way to challenge these people is to question the overall strategy and to advocate a completely new philosophy. Completely new. New and better. Distinctly new and better. You say, forget about all this what you are doing. Let us do something completely, dramatically new. New philosophy, I am going to tell you. Up till now what we have done, let us keep it aside. Now I will bring a completely new thought. So, I will share with you about 10 to 12 different rules of different thinking. Rules of unconventional thinking, rules of different thinking. Please listen to these rules of different thinking and get inspiration from them. Then I can assure you that you will be a great innovator in your life, which is necessary, that we have seen up till now. Why is it necessary? That also we have seen. And please be a different thinker. Please create your own monopoly. And let us discuss this 12 rules of different thinking and implement them in our life. The number one rule of different thinking is the 360 degrees view. Big picture, 360 degrees view. Get inspiration from other industries. Benchmarking. There are so many other industries who are doing better than you. Please accept that. There are so many other industries who are doing excellent job. They are world class. Please learn from them. Get inspiration from other industries. What is conventional thinking about this? Normally, people what think about this? 360 degrees view. Look for good and innovating ideas among your competitors and within your own industry. Okay, this is a conventional thinking. Now, I am going to tell you about two thinkings. One conventional thinking, which we are every day doing, all people are doing, so-called performers are doing, normally they are doing. About this point, what is that point? 360 degrees view. Get inspiration from other industries. Not that it is not happening, it is happening. But conventionally what we think is, look for good and innovative ideas among your competitors, benchmarking, and within your own industry also. Okay, nothing wrong. But I am not going to tell you that today. I am going to tell you different thinking. About this 360 degrees view, what is the different thinking? Different than conventional thinking. Unconventional thinking. Different thinking. Now, about all these 12 rules, I am going to tell you the conventional thinking also and different thinking also. So, about this 360 degrees view, getting inspiration from other industries, what is the different thinking? Deliberately look for ideas and inspiration for new products and services in totally different industries. Different industries means, suppose I am manufacturing automobiles. Conventionally, I see better things in automobile industry. But here now I am telling you, deliberately look for ideas and inspiration for new products, new services in totally different industries, which is not at all your own core competence. Go to completely different industries and get inspiration for new products and services from them. Means what? So, I will cite you two examples for this. Example number one, German customs. Now, you know customs, what they do. You already know. Now, they have so many articles which they have impounded or confiscated. People come from outside countries, they bring camera, they bring TV, and they don't want to pay any custom duty, or they have illegally brought it. So, they are confiscated or impounded by the customs. You know always. Now, German customs were having so many articles, so many gadgets, so many electronic goods. Now, too many things were in their stock. They were looking for new ways to dispose of many articles impounded or confiscated by them. How to dispose of? That was a problem. In their search, they looked around the confines of their own sector to a completely different industry, and that is online auctions. They thought, why not online auctions for these goods? About 200 government agencies now auction off everything that is confiscated in the name of the state. Cars, carpets, computers, electronic devices of all kinds, watches, clocks, even coffee, spirit, all these things are now auctioned off by online auction. So, online auction was a completely new area. Online auctions were going on. But German customs saw that we also can do online auctions. So, they took inspiration from a completely different industry, completely different area, and that is online auction. Completely different field, and they have taken inspiration from that, and now all the stock is now sold off in the online auctions. Okay. I will tell you one more example. The Umpqua Bank, it is a bank in Oregon. You know many banks like that, it is a bank. Deliberately designed its branches in such a way that customers are tempted to stay there for longer than it takes to just withdraw some money or pay their bills. What we do in India, we go to the bank, we withdraw some money from ATM, we deposit some money there, we transfer some money there, and that's all. We come back. Sometimes we get our passbook filled from there. Sometimes we get a draft from, demand draft from. That's all. 5 minutes job. Now, this bank wants customers to stay there for longer time and enjoy their life. What they do? Customers can drink coffee at their leisure. That means they can come to the bank. The bank looks like a coffee house, a beautiful coffee house. Like you have Starbucks coffee, like that. This bank also is a great coffee house. You can drink coffee at your leisure. Then there are workstations with internet access. Then you can see your daily emails, you can browse internet sites. There is a postal service center, so you can post your letters. There is a library with books. Bank, I am not telling a mall, it is a bank. Now, in that bank, they want customers to come, more and more customers to come. More and more customers come means more business for them. So they want more and more customers to come. So what they have done? Customers can drink coffee at their leisure. There are workstations with internet access. There is a postal service center. There is a library. Newspapers are there. Magazines are there on financial topics. So better magazines. Moreover, of course, it offers extended opening hours on work days as well as Saturdays. Extended working hours. So you come anytime, because sometimes I feel that I am free only at 7 o'clock in the evening, that time bank is not open. This bank is open for longer hours, every day, even on Saturdays, for longer hours. Come anytime. Look, they have taken inspiration from completely other industry. And now that bank is crowded with customers. I will show you the photograph of that bank. Look, can you believe that this is a bank? This is a bank which is looking like a coffee house, which is looking like a mall. This is a bank. Now, you also create a bank. Why not? I want to see a State Bank of India branch like this. I want to see a HDFC Bank branch like this. Why not? Are we not able to create this? Yes, we are able to create. Are our customs not able to do these online actions? Yes, are they? They are able to. They are able to do both these things. In India also, our Indian customs can do online actions. In India also, our banks like State Bank of India, HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank, they can do the same bank like Oregon Umpqua Bank, which is looking like a coffee house. Beautiful. So, what was the different thinking? Different thinking is deliberately look for ideas and inspiration from completely, totally different industries. Rule 2 of different thinking. Dead center, get out of this middle of the market segments fast. What is middle of the market? To have a small grocery shop in the crowded marketplace and do some business there, a small shop. So many people believe that if you have a small shop in a crowded marketplace, you will do lot of business. You will earn lot of money. So actually it is a dead center, because you will get maximum 5 to 10% margin on your business. So, this different thinking is, get out of those middle of the market segments fast. About this, what is the conventional thinking? Because I have told you that I will tell both the thinking. What is conventionally people are thinking about this? What is normally 99% people are thinking? I am going to tell not 99% people are thinking. I am going to tell you something different. Very, very interesting. So, what is the conventional thinking? The target group for your products or services should be as wide as possible. Crowded marketplace. Your range needs to be not too expensive. That means cheaper goods which anybody can buy. Not too cheap and of interest to as many people as possible. That means you will in that small shop in a crowded marketplace, you are going to reach to maximum people and sell goods which are not very cheap, not very costly, which a middle class man can buy and get some 5 to 10% margin on that and try to earn about 500 rupees, 400 rupees per day. So you are happy in that. You try to reach to so many people because it is a crowded marketplace and so you are able to reach to the people. This is a conventional thinking. Now, I am not going to tell you this conventional thinking. I am going to tell you something different. What is that different thinking? About the same point, dead center. I am going to tell you get out of that dead center. What is different thinking? Get out of the dead center of the market. Don't be there in the crowded, not necessary. It is not necessary to reach to hundreds and thousands of people to increase your business and to get some 5% margin. Get out, define yourself and your products and assume a clear position outside the middle of the market. Premium range or discount where there is still money to be made. If you go to Bangalore, there is one restaurant called MTR. Far away from the main Bangalore. But the speciality of the South Indian food, the restaurant is there for more than 95 years. And the speciality of the South Indian food, the quality of the South Indian food, what we get there is nowhere available in Bangalore. So people go all the way to MTR, far away from their house, just to have some breakfast and just to have a dinner. They are not in the dead center. They are away. They charge more for their food. But people go all the way there. There are many places in Bangalore like that. People go far away from their house just to have some different taste. I will cite one or two examples of every different thinking group. Now, example 2.1, that means the first example in this rule number 2. It is more and more difficult for middle of the road companies to create excitement with customers. Just take a look around you. The hairdressing chains offering inexpensive haircuts are increasingly popular. I also go to that inexpensive haircutting shop, maybe less than 100 rupees. So you will say, what is great in that? Great is, in our town, far away from the town, there is one parlor, they are charging 500 rupees for just haircut and making some other things like, you know, facial and all that. They charge 500 rupees and people crowd there also. There also crowd is there. It is far away from the town. They charge 500 rupees. What is special in that? Because they have some imported things. They have some special skilled people. They give you a massage, a very, very proper massage, and they charge for that. People go all the way there. So you create your own place where people will rush. Just take a look around you. The hairdressing chains offering inexpensive haircuts are increasingly popular, while the more upmarket hairstylists have also carved out a niche because you are worth it. You may have seen that advertisement, because you are worth it. People go all the way there just for hair cutting, facial and all that, massage and all that, and pay 400, 500, 600 rupees. Ladies also go to a far away parlor like Lakme and pay thousands of rupees for their treatment, hair treatment. So one thing, if you want to earn money, go out of that dead center, middle of the market segment. Don't be there, because there you are not going to earn any money there. You will earn maximum 400, 500 rupees a day. Go out, create your own brand, create your own speciality. People will rush there. I have seen many speciality centers like this, where people rush there. They pay more. They are ready to pay more. If they get something special, they are going to pay more. Go out. Another example is, let us stay with the example of airlines. Now, you know, many people tell me that airlines are making loss. Okay, this airline is making loss, that airline is making loss, Air India is making loss. Now, I tell them that SpiceJet is not making loss. I tell them that IndiGo is not making loss. They say, no. The problems are there also. Okay, I don't know whether the problems are there also or not. But one thing I can tell you, however, there is another interesting development. Companies offering luxury services, such as private aircraft, chartered aircraft, for managers are enjoying increasing popularity despite the continuously up atmosphere of economic gloom. Can you believe? When Air India is making losses, when other airlines are making losses, the private aircraft business, chartered aircraft business is making money in spite of economic gloom. Unbelievable, isn't it? But here, you people learn that instead of in that dead center, you can make money if you create your own image away from the mainstream, away from the main town. You can still earn lot of money. So this is a different thinking. What is the normal thinking is remain in the dead center, remain in that crowded marketplace. Now I am telling you that go away from the marketplace and create your own special image. Then people will rush there also. So this is the rule 2 of different thinking, and I have told you 2 examples, one of the parlors and other of private aircraft. Okay, now I will move on to the rule number 3 of different thinking. See, I am going to tell you so many rules of different thinking, and I am going to tell you some fantastic examples of that also. One or two examples of every different thinking I am going to tell you. So you will definitely get impressed and inspired because of this. Third rule is travel light, cut the weight. This doesn't mean that I am telling you to have a lighter luggage. No, that is not the point. Conventional thinking is about try to carry out as many profit making activities as possible under your own steam. So many activities you carry out and profit, make the profit, and you only make everything and carry the whole baggage with you and make some profit, 5-10% profit. This is the conventional thinking about it. Now, today I am going to tell you something completely different. I am going to tell you that focus on the activities where you are really world class. Do only so many activities where you are world class, where you have core competence, and leave the ordinary things to others. Don't do it. Turning, drilling, grinding, don't do yourself. There are so many people around you. Give it to them. Outsource. Outsource the things. Don't do it yourself. You do only where you are world class. You do only things where you have core competence. That only you do. Leave rest to others. So carry less baggage. Travel light. Cut the weight. Do only so many few things. Do only few things. Give it to others. They will do it for you. It will prove cheaper to you. Your overheads will be less. We were always believing to do everything ourselves. Don't do it. Do only things where you are world class. Do only things where you are competent, core competent. This is the different thinking about rule 3. Travel light. Cut the weight. Example. First example of this rule 3. In the automobile industry, only 35% of a new car is produced by car makers. You see the car. You may be wondering, I was wondering that they make so many parts themselves. Then I came to know that they are making only 35% of the parts. Remaining 65% of the production is being done by suppliers, subcontractors. They outsource everything. 65% outsourcing. The rest is manufactured by suppliers. Moreover, this figure is likely to fall as far as 23% over the next 10 years. They are going to do only 23%. Everything else will be done by suppliers. The parts manufactured by suppliers are above all the car body, sheet metal parts, paint work, chassis, modules, but outsourcing of the manufacture of other parts also is increasing. Outsourcing is increasing because they want to carry less weight. They want to travel light. This is the fact about automobile industry. Take Puma, another example. You know this wonderful shoes, Puma, the sports equipment manufacturer and lifestyle company, concentrates on in core competencies only, which are innovation, design and marketing. Bas, that's all they do. The business is run from modest headquarters with few hierarchy levels. Production and almost the entire logistics operations are carried out by partner companies. Production of shoes, entire logistics, all operations are carried out by partner companies, that means their suppliers. And what they do, what Puma does in their corporate, just innovation, design and marketing. That's all they do. Manufacturing they don't do. 100% of the manufacture is being done by the partner companies. They want to travel light. Distribution has been delegated to subsidiaries. Distribution also they don't do. They only do marketing. Distribution is also delegated to subsidiaries. This is the first example and second example of travel light. Cut the weight. What was the first example? Automobile. Only 23%. What was the other example? Puma. 100%. Outsourcing.